Taking Time, by Ali Wiley. Introduction. Life is sometimes busy, frenetic, and a little crazy. It seems as if there is not enough time for us, for who we are, because we are so busy doing. Why not take some time and make it our own? Time is not as rigid as it may seem. At times it flies by, and at others it drags. One thing is sure, though. When we reach a certain age, we look back and wonder where the time went. Yet within those years, there were moments when time dragged, and magical moments where we may have even noticed the flexibility of time. I once lived a lifetime in 3 weeks, at least that's what it seemed, not because time passed slowly, but because those 3 weeks were so full. Another time, I lost a day, almost as if it had slipped by unnoticed. How can you lose a day? But I did, as if I was out of time. This audio is about taking time for ourselves, and what that can do for us. 10 guidelines to a life that is yours. Just take a few moments to listen. Take the time. To see a world in a grain of sand, and heaven in a wild flower, to hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. William Blake, Auguries of Innocence. 1. Take time. Time, they say, doesn't exist. This may well be true, but as far as life on earth is concerned, at least for now, we're stuck with it. People often want your time, family, bosses, friends. Everyone wants a little bit of what is so precious, and that's fine, as long as you also take some for yourself. You deserve it, and you need it, to get the world and your life into perspective. Even taking just a few moments out of every day can make a difference, giving us time to reflect on events. Quote, "Time discovers truth," said Seneca. Take time to discover your truth, who you are, and what you want out of life. 2. Act for mutual benefit. We have to take time to act as well. Sitting about waiting will not bring us what we want in life. We have to work towards it. We have to invest the most precious thing we have, invest time in our lives. We probably waste a lot of time without even realizing it. We stand in queues. We may see that as wasting our time, but it really depends on if we're using that time constructively or not. If you are worrying about a future event, then that is not constructive. But if you are visually playing it out the way you desire it to go, who knows, maybe this does work after all. Many personal events that I have worried about have never turned out quite so bad. I have often been annoyed with myself for all the worry that was going on in my head. Quote, "Take time to deliberate, but when the time for action arrives, stop thinking and going." Napoleon Bonaparte. Actions through mutual benefit make more sense. Helping someone else while helping yourself amplifies growth. 3. Keeping aware in life gives you so much more. Awareness of being in the present of the things around you. Being consciously aware means you are living your life in the now and not living it through past or future events. How much time do we waste going back to past events, reliving them over and over? We relive all the emotions of the event so many times until those emotions become a part of who we are. We can't seem to shake them. How many times do we worry about the future and live our lives there instead of bringing ourselves back to the present, where we can have much more fun? Quote, "Do not confuse peace of mind with spaced-out insensitivity. A truly peaceful mind is very sensitive, very aware." Dalai Lama. 4. I am important. Yes, we are all important and have the right to those moments to ourselves. Each of our lives is important, because each of those lives contribute to the whole. All of our lives are recorded in the so-called Akashic Records. Imagine every thought, word and deed. It is all recorded. Not so we can be tripped up when we reach the other side by some guy in a white coat, but so that we can learn, and others can learn too. Each of our lives is made up of a unique series of events, of experiences. No two people ever have exactly the same view of a situation. For one thing, we are in different physical positions, looking at events from different angles, and we all see things in different ways, depending on our experiences in life and the beliefs and opinions we hold. 5. No. Sometimes we just have to say it. Some things we know we don't want in our lives, so why do we accept them as if it's not important if we are happy or not? How many times do we say yes to things when we would have liked to have said no, but for some reason we thought we were obliged to say yes? I have done this many times, but now I am learning to say no to the things I don't want in my life. However, it is not just a case of saying no to something. You have to say yes too. Saying yes and opening your life to something you want will naturally block out the no stuff, and you will find that it was never as difficult as you first thought. The universe intervenes to help us, and sometimes seems to organize everything just so perfectly that you wonder at the magnificence of it all. How could the universe orchestrate all that? That is the business of the universe. Ours is just to work on living the life we were born to live. 6. Go with your passion. There is something that we are all good at that no one else is. It is something that we like doing. But it is more than this. More than like. It is passion. When we are passionate about something, we could do it all day and not get fed up. We would do it even if we weren't paid, because the satisfaction is so great. Many of the things we are passionate about are hidden in our hobbies, the things we do when we aren't at work. However, to really be fulfilled, we can try to combine what we are passionate about with a way to earn money. Drive and determination will get you there. And if we are talking about our passion, then drive and determination are naturally present. 7. Talk to yourself. Communicate with your inner being. Take a quiet moment every day to see what's going on. Our inner lives are so rich, a source of infinite wisdom. Learning to listen to yourself and communicating with the inner realms is like opening up an enormous resource you didn't even know you had. You can take it further than meditating. You can even learn astral projection. Leaving your body is not traveling external to your body. It is actually going deeper into your being. This is a great way to get to know who you really are and communicate with your higher self and guides. For more information on astral projection, please go to www.astralprojectionlounge.com. 8. I am a powerful spiritual being. We are all more powerful than we understand. Getting in touch with your inner being will give you more self-confidence and courage. I doubt that many of us feel particularly powerful. Just as we are all products of our experiences in life, so is humanity a product of her past. We have been brainwashed into thinking we are little people at the mercy of governments, dictators, and all who try to control humanity. The problem is in our minds, and maybe once we change our minds, the world will change too. In an out-of-body experience once, I experienced myself as a universe. The human body was so far removed from my real being that there was just no comparison. Our bodies are our housing while on Earth, a vehicle to carry our consciousness. The true I is a powerful spiritual being. 9. Me. I have a purpose. The me is who we are on Earth, our identity, which is only a part of the bigger I. The me has a purpose, and in honouring that purpose, so we will be fulfilled in life. That purpose is linked to your passion, because it is the passion that fuels the purpose. Once you embrace and acknowledge that passion, you cannot resist, driven on by what at times seems like an invisible force. The I is made up of many me's, many earth incarnations, and who knows, maybe even incarnations in other realities or dimensions. Our present identity is unique, made up of our various experiences in life. So we should make the most of this me and honour that me by following our passion. 10. Eternity. Eternity is here in the present moment. All the answers are here where we are, if we would just look. We are sometimes so involved in time that we can't see what is right under our noses, right in the present in each moment. We don't live in time, we live in eternity. Our physical bodies may die, but there is a part of us that lives on. It never dies. It doesn't know death, it only knows eternity. Here is a William Blake quote again. Meditate on it and see where it takes you. To see a world in a grain of sand, and heaven in a wild flower, to hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. Auguries of Innocence, William Blake. Remember, we are life living in eternity. Thanks for listening. If you would like the ebook version of this audio, it is available at www.makethatdifferencenow.com. Remember, take some time for you.